like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brock, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Hooray.
Let's just come out and say it. The Wizard of Oz is one of my absolute favorite movies.
There is no other movie that has been seen more than The Wizard of Oz. Are we talking about Oz the Great and Powerful?
We are, John. That is the movie more people saw this weekend than any other movie. This is starring James Franco.
Right.
And a gaggle of beauties.
Yeah. Rachel Weisz. Mila Kunis.
Yes. Right. And Michelle Williams.
Oh, she's darling.
It was like I felt two very different ways about this. At first, I thought, they can't do this. How do you mess with such an amazing movie?
You make a prequel, so you're not messing with it in one sense.
Okay.
You're not remaking the movie.
This is the same concept that they used for Wicked, which the Broadway right. musical, which I saw and I actually really enjoyed, where they question, how does the witch become the witch?
Yes.
So this is the same thing. How does the wizard become the wizard? And the wizard, played by Mr. James Franco, wasn't the best fit for him.
Well, I'll tell you whom they wanted.
Who?
Robert Downey Jr. James Franco was one of the most egregious miscastings that I've seen in a long time.
He's Oz, and while visually it was stunning.
Yes, every
And I think
bit.
That was one of the huge redeeming qualities about this. That almost was also what I didn't like about it.
Yes.
Because it reminds you, even though, yes, John, it is a prequel, it reminds you of how little you needed for the original The Wizard of Oz.
Of course.
This is not the role for James Franco. I thought it was enjoyable. Kids will go and see it and they'll like it. And I think, again, it was really cool looking. I loved how they did they mimicked what they do in the original Wizard of Oz, which the black and white, and then you go into this beautiful Technicolor dream world. I thought that was great.
Yeah, they open up even the same aspect ratio
right.
of the original film.
And I thought that was really cool.
I was so bored, I couldn't wait for it to get to be the ending. I had gotten the visuals after the first half an hour, I said, I get that.
There was no nuance.
There was no, definitely, and that's a good word. There was nothing.
This is about someone who is questionable in character and then becomes the
sure.
great Wizard of Oz.
Sure, he's a true con man and a womanizer in the beginning of this film. He is not that at the end, so the arc is there. The struggles between good and evil are obvious and there, but they appeal to kids as well as to adults if they're done
but
right.
But do you think this is, I know this is a PG film, do you think, so for people who are listening and they have kids, do you think this is something that is kid-friendly?
Well, I'm a bad one to ask that. I took my kids to almost everything.
Well, and look at how they turned out.
I know my first wife still criticizes me for doing
your
that.
Your six-year-old is seeing The Godfather. I can totally see it now.
It's the truth.
Popcorn jumping everywhere.
Clockwork Orange.
You didn't. John, are you kidding me?
I did.
You did
I
not.
I was so clueless.
Nightmares.
I was running a theater and she came with me. And when we got through the rape scene, I said, oh my gosh. And of course, her mother hasn't forgotten that, strangely.
That's so weird.
But
I wonder why.
Thea went on.
And guess what? She hasn't either, your daughter. She's scarred.
Thea went on to write a screenplay for which she made $500,000. That's not bad.
Well, good for Thea. I mean,
know.
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
So to finish that question, I just don't see anything there that a kid wouldn't accept that it's a terribly long movie. It's over 2 hours.
I thought it was, there were some parts that were kind of scary.
I think Margaret Hamilton in as the Wicked Witch.
She was frightening.
It was frightening.
And those
all
monkeys?
All of us kids saw it and we loved being frightened. And remember, there's good frightening for kids. It stimulates their imagination.
Right, okay.
It's not a bad thing. And
those monkeys though? Those monkeys still frighten me. And
these
monkey
are baboons.
Is Zach Braff. He's scary enough by himself.
And we're digressing because it's not
There's
a
not
film.
Much to talk
you
about.
You can get yourself, as they would say, wrap yourself around.
This is a movie I can totally see. If it's raining this weekend or if it's cold, take your teenager to it. It'll be fun, but don't expect too much.
My grade.
For the
for
Oz.
Oz, the Great and Powerful. Is that right?
Well, see, we can't even remember the name of this movie. Something tells me this isn't going to stick.
No, it's not a good sign. Anyway, that Oz movie we saw, the Disney movie, I'm going to award it a B-.
Huh. You and I are the same.
All right. Excellent. Yeah.
Cheers to you. B-. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.